I realized the other day? I have no weddings this summer.
Hallelujah.
That's been like a first for me in like a decade.
I mean, that's going to go one way or another. Are you happy about it?
You know what, though? I'm kind of a little bit sad. I mean, you know, yes, it's like, okay, that's like an extra $2,000 that I can put towards, you know, a fabulous vacation or something. Because that's what weddings cost by the time you get
easy
through the shower, the dress, the travel, because nobody has a wedding like anywhere local anymore. The gifts, the travel, the dress, the hair, the nails, the prep, all of that. Like, you're in at least $1,000.
And that's being modest.
Being modest. But you know what? I'm like kind of sad because I do love a good excuse to get dressed up and like do the nails and do the makeup and do the dress and do the hair. So if anybody wants an extra wedding invite, you know who to... an extra seat filler. Write to us at hello@artmeetingpodcast.com. Okay, on that note, hey everyone, I'm Amber.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is Art Beauty, the real truth
about the fake shit. Coming to you from our favorite hotel in New York, the Redbury, New York. My home away from home.
So, do you have anything going on this summer?
My cousin's getting married in Ooh. Boston, which is going to be fab. I'm just excited to like bring the whole fam together.
Yeah. Are you doing her hair?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Is it her or him?
It's my cousin is a boy.
Oh, okay. So you're not doing his hair.
I'm not doing his hair. Or his future wife. And you know really? What? Nah, no, because I don't know her that well yet, I should say. I clap from afar and live for her and think that she is the perfect woman for him. But I'm not all up in her stuff.
No, that must be kind of nice for you too, because I'm sure you get like, you do everybody. You did my hair for the wedding, but you do everybody's hair, I'm sure.
You know what it is? It's nice to just go and be a guest.
Uh-huh.
Truly.
And just have a good time. I know.
Remember, you tried to be like, just do mine. You don't have to do any of the other girls. And then one by one, they came back with the worst up to, and I wound up doing everybody.
Well, we were in Boca, and like in Boca at a really expensive posh country club, but like one of the nicest in the United States, and the hairstyles the girls came back with were just like, oh, holy shit.
Alona had plastic
burnt into her hair
from like a comb and a curling iron, like just tsht.
I feel like that was, they might have gone somewhere else in Boca, maybe not, I don't remember.
Did you just name the name?
No, I said somewhere else in Boca.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said Esmeraldas. I was like, excuse me.
Well, one of the things that I love that you did for my wedding that I wore forever was hair extensions.
You did. I we had to get you ready because yeah. I knew you were gonna wear them for your wedding, and we knew that your hair was like not growing past your shoulders without help.
No, it wasn't. And hair extensions, I mean, for 2 years, you really, when I met you, I was like, I can't grow my hair out, and you were like, girl, you can.
Because a lot of people, there's like a huge myth that like hair extensions wreck your hair. So like, let me just say, it's 50-50. It's 50% the stylist doing their job the right way and educating you and letting you know what you need to do, what you don't need to do. Remember, you were like so afraid to like comb them. Tom used to help you. It was like a thing.
Well, but you know what? I feel like once you've had them in, I mean, I took really good care of them.
You really did.
I followed all the rules. I followed the directions.
And like, you didn't break your hair, and your hair grew long.
No, my hair grew out. My hair grew out. It was the only thing that helped my hair grow out. I feel like the hair extensions for me, because at the time I was working at Fox and was getting constant heat applied to it with the makeup artists there and the hair people, I feel like it took a lot of the brunt of the damage.
It does. It almost creates like a scaffolding around each strand.
Yeah. Oh my God. And I loved it. It was so fabulous. It's like having princess hair.
But the funny thing is, right? So remember when you were like, so like, how much would that have cost me over like the last year? I was like, yeah, like you're in for like $50,000 in weave. And the look on your face was hilarious. You were like, what? Why did you do that? Like you were kind of mad at me at first. And then you remembered that you looked amazing every single day.
I did look amazing. And thank you so much. And thank you, Platinum Seamless, for doing that. To this day, I will still sing your praises because you're fabulous.
But not everyone can do that, right? So first and foremost, you have to educate yourself. If you want hair extensions and you've never had them, do a trial run with clip-ins.
Okay.
Now, you had a set of clip-ins sent to you.
I did.
And you never tried them. You never put them in. It was never your thing. It didn't even, the color didn't even really match, which leads to another big point. The color has to match to perfection. Yeah. And if it's a little off, you take it to your colorist and they dye them to match.
Which is what you've done. So when I was now working at Lifetime, I had clip-ins because for me, I just got to the point where I was like, I'm going to the gym 4 or 5 times a week. I'm doing all of these classes. And like when you're sweating like that, it's not ideal to be sweating that much and having hair descent. It's just not.
It stinks.
It yeah. really stinks. And to have all that extra hair. So the clip-ins worked really, really well. Mm-hmm. I am just a wuss. I really should use them more. I just feel like my biggest nightmare is to be somewhere and like have my Britney Spears moment and have it be like, girl, your weave is showing.
Or it's on the floor.
It's on the floor. No. The floor, it's like, haha, we can all have a laugh. The worst is like when you are trying to like feel all fabulous and you are like rocking yourself and then it's like, oh my God, you can see the clip. Mm-hmm. Through the hair. That to me is worse. That's my nightmare. Yikes.
Listen, if you use a lot of hair, if you style your hair correctly, mm-hmm. use hairspray, tease it a little, mm-hmm. you know, tease it above the clip-in piece.
Yeah.
And that little tuft eliminates it showing.
You know what? You just inspired me. I'm going to break them out. We'll check the color and make sure they're good to go because I'm going to rock sure. in the summer. So let's say I'm ready to get hair extensions, make the investment because it is expensive, right?
It is. So a fraction of the cost is a clip-in set.
Right.
And you have it forever, which is why it's kind of like, I'm going to say 5 years.
And go with the real hair ones if we're talking clip-ins.
For sure.
It's worth it to make that investment.
Because then you can dye them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why. And if you have them for up to 5 years, divide that cost. If the set is like $400 divided by 5 years, that's like less than $100 a year.
So I know John Renault is mm-hmm. like a great company. And those are the people, thank you, by the way, who had sent me a pair. What other brands do you like?
So John Renault is up there and they're Easy Extend.
Yeah.
Clip-in line is great. And the Elite is the more higher end of the two. There is something called Top Secret. A lot of people figure or think that they can do hair extensions on the top of their head if they've been thinning or they have some alopecia or hair loss due to medication or other thyroid. You can't really put a extension on the top of your head. But what you can do, I call them kitties, you can do like a little wiglet, like a little piece.
Oh.
Almost like, oh my God, Kim Zolciak.
Okay.
The front of her hair is out, but then right behind like 3 inches of the front of her hair starts her little friend that clips on.
Oh. Okay.
And it creates volume and it covers, those usually cover up all the other extensions.
Got it.
It's what Britney Spears should have always worn.
And by the way, I love you, Britney Spears. You're my favorite person. Like as soon as you come back to Vegas, I'm there. And so not you. Hating on Britney.
No, no, no. And thank you for showing us your weave mm-hmm. your entire career.
Thanks for that, girl. We love you. Everybody loves a comeback.
So for clip-ins, I also love a top piece.
Okay.
That clips right in. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a little wiglet. And they are custom done. They're hand done. And they come from a French lace. And they're fabulous. So check out Top Secret. It's out of California.
What about clip-in bangs? What are your thoughts on those? Does anybody make good
They're
ones?
They're so difficult to make look normal.
Okay.
They just protrude off the front of your head. And they almost just look like a big piece of poop.
Yeah, so don't do it.
You just have to have a really great stylist, mm-hmm. and you have to know how to navigate that.
Got it. By the way, I went to a wig party not so long ago, and mm-hmm. $16 wig from Ricky's. Red thing. I got to tell you, though, all my friends were like, this could legit be your hair and is not necessarily the worst color for you. So when I have my holy shit moment, everybody's heard it here, Ryan, that's the look that we're going for. Or maybe I'll just wear the wig.
Wear the wig. Like the everybody else.
Yeah. It was so fun. It really is. It's like people would look past me on the street and they're like, is that? Because you know it's like can't be real.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty good. Anyway, we digress. So let's say now we've done the clip-ins and we're ready to go to the big leagues.
So the big leagues consist of like a tape-in system, which is like platinum seamless, or a strand-by-strand method, which is a lot of people have known that for like great lengths.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of other brands out there that also do tape. But at the end of the day, these are the systems that last in your hair for about 2 to 3 to 4 months, depending upon the system or the application and how the situation your hair is in to begin with.
So I never did the keratin bonded ones, which are like the great length, right? That's how they bond them. Yeah, with like the glue in.
And the whole like keratin bonded thing is like such a shamalam.
Well, you know what's crazy? When I would go in, and I remember I'd be in the makeup room with guests and also the talent at Fox, and people would come and they'd be like, those are hair extensions, and be like, yeah, and feel them. A lot of people told me that the keratin bonded ones feel like a little bit like bugs in your hair or like beads. There's actually something weird about the texture and the feeling, and that it would take like 8 hours to do. Am I exaggerating? Maybe not 8 hours, but it'd take hours to do. Hours.
So in the beginning, it took us all 8 hours. Then we got like our speed behind us. Right? Okay. So we went from like 8 to 4 pretty quick.
But 4 hours is still no joke.
And your fingers are ready to fall off.
Okay. But we're not talking about you, the stylist. Love you. But like for the person who's sitting there, that's a lot.
But how can I do an amazing job of an application each and every strand if halfway through I feel like my fingers are going to fall off?
Yeah, you can't. Which brings us to then the, you know, can we say the T word? Mm-hmm. Or do we also save that for next Tuesday? the tape systems.
Yes.
The platinum seamless. I don't even know if we need to mention anyone's because platinum seamless is so great. But the tape systems are insane.
They're so much faster. They can literally do what the strand-by-strand method does in 4 hours. I can do in an hour.
Yeah.
My fingers feel fine.
Uh-huh. And it looks great.
There's no heat. There's no heat. I don't have to melt anything. I don't have to pinch anything to your hair. It's like bada bing, bada boom, and we're off and running. The only thing is you just can't really wash your hair for 2 days.
Right.
And let everything dry. But if I style your hair to the gods, like you're not going to care for 2 days.
And you have to. There is maintenance there, though, because like you said, it's 50-50. When I said that we should do this piece, you're like, well, some people, it's, and I'm like, well, we should talk about that because I had such a good experience with the tape system with Platinum Seamless. But I guess it's really about the at-home maintenance.
Yeah. And will you do what you need to do? And do you value taking the time to put into your hair and treat it the right way?
So what do we need to do with that? What is the proper maintenance?
You need to wash your hair at least every 3 days.
Yeah.
So the dirty birdies that go 5, it's just not going to work.
No.
The natural oils in your scalp and your hair, they like deteriorate the bond and then they start to slip.
Right. And you cannot condition
at the root.
At the root.
Because it's slippery. And that's when things can slip off. And then you have to comb. Mm-hmm. You have to have a little, you know, you travel with a comb because if you're, it's a lot more hair than you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to comb that out. It gets tangled.
Yeah.
Static. You and your lovely scarves. I remember you being like, I need a brush all the time.
Yeah.
But like twice a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's a lot more hair.
When you go to bed, you want to put it up.
Also, in all fairness, like we had a lot of hair on me. A lot.
It was normal.
Yeah.
It was normally a lot. I'm extra. You're extra. It worked. So I'm going to also say silk pillowcase.
Okay. Yeah. Which people should have for their hair anyway.
And a beautiful little mermaid braid or like 2 buns, pigtails when you sleep.
Yeah.
Just keeps it all in check. So when you wake up, you should be able to push through on your second and third day.
Yeah. You just let that go. You really can just let it go.
You also will need to trim it within like 6 weeks because as it grows out, hair extensions can fall out of shape a little quicker.
Yeah.
Because you leave perfect, but then in 6 weeks, you're like almost an inch longer.
Yeah.
Some people love that. I think you did. You loved it. But I would tell you that, you know, a little dusting and a new trim helps.
Okay. So how long do you think we can realistically expect them to last?
I would say 8 to 12 weeks.
Okay.
Everyone's different. If you're in Bikram yoga and spinning every day, You're not going to get the 12.
No, definitely not. So then what is the cost for like a full head of extensions?
It depends on where you're at.
Okay.
And a great way to do that is like 9 times out of 10, no one charges for consults in hair yet. Like it's just not there. We're not doctors. So you can play, you know, you can go in and have consults with people and find out what the best salon is charging to the middle of the road salon is charging and see if they're using the same product. You can have a lot of your questions answered.
Okay. And so the products that you stand behind, obviously Platinum Seamless. Is there anything else that you're...
Yep. I love John Renault. I love Top Secret. Listen, I've witnessed beautiful, beautiful jobs with great lengths. I just, for me, the technical aspect of it, it's just, I see a little more damage with those.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, you heard it right here from the expert. And I will say from my own personal experience, I loved Platinum Seamless. They're not sponsoring this. We're not getting anything with that, but just it's a great, great company. So I can stand behind that. Certainly, if you've ever had questions that you wanted to ask me or Ryan, you can always reach us at hello@artbeautypodcast. We are here to give you the real truth about the fake shit. If you have had a nightmare experience with with your extensions and you want to ask Ryan something, he's here for that. Write us again, hello@artbeautypodcast.com.
And shout out to the people that did write to us, that did actually...
Shout out time. Jean from Arizona, really appreciate this. Love, love, love your comments. Thank you for listening.
And Cindy from Westchester. She basically inspired this episode.
She did. Thank you. We really appreciate it. She's been listening to us forever. By the way, I realize now that for our faithful fans, and there are a lot of you out there, Leah, I know you're there, Vicky, Brooke, Kim, who's my mom, who've been listening, Desmond, who listens, we're like into like our, well into our 20s, like that's almost a full day of your lives you've spent with us. So thank
you. Holy moly.
I know. So really, thank you from the bottom of our heart. If you guys want to sign up for our newsletter, you can do that. So you're always reminded when we have a new podcast that comes. You can do that at artbeautypodcast.com. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook at Art Beauty Podcast. And you can troll us on Twitter at Art Beauty Podcast. No tea. Why, Ryan?
Because we're going to see you next Tuesday.
Bye now.